Good morning. We are continuing our discussion of the recalcitrant defendant who refuses to go to a Beis Din against halacha, that the plaintiff, in order to have recourse, can go to a Beis Din. This is what the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is, that you'd go to a Beis Din, and the Beis Din, under certain circumstances, would give permission, would give reshus to summons that defendant to a secular court. And we discussed the reasons, how the mechanisms, how that works. And yesterday we explained that there are a number of poskim of the view that the Beis Din will only permit that plaintiff to take the defendant to secular court if they know that that plaintiff would win with his claim had it been adjudicated in a Beis Din. However, if they don't have faith in that claim, if they don't believe he would have been successful in Beis Din, then they will not grant permission. That is the primary view that's brought by the Nesivos HaMishpat. However, on the other hand, we have an Imre Bina that brings that Nesivos HaMishpat and says he disagrees. That is not what seems to be correct in the learning of the sugya. That is not accurate in what, practically speaking, that the Bate Din do. They are not looking into the facts and circumstances to see if the plaintiff has a very strong claim. And if that would be the case, then truth be told, then a plaintiff would almost never be able to recover what he has coming to him. V'kol echad sheyesh lo din u'dvarim min chaver, anyone who had a dispute with another Jew, if the fact is that the Beis Din had to know exactly that he had a good claim, then unfortunately our plaintiffs would never be able to cover even from these defendants who refused to go to Beis Din. And in fact, he brings three proofs that the view of the of Chazal and the view of the Rishonim is that it's permitted to go to a Beis Mishpat, it's permitted to go to a secular court with the permission of Beis Din, and the Beis Din does not have the onus, the responsibility, the requirement to look into the strength of the claim of the plaintiff. If we have a defendant who refuses to go to a Beis Din, the Beis Din can, almost automatically, without looking into the substance of the claim of the plaintiff, permit that plaintiff to take that defendant to a secular court. So the Rambam, proof number one, the Rambam says as follows: in this situation, you have a recalcitrant defendant. So what the plaintiff should do is he should bring him to a Beis Din. If that defendant still refuses to go to the Beis Din, no tel reshus mi Beis Din, that plaintiff can request permission from the Beis Din and can then go to secular court. So the Imre Bina explains, if you look at the language of the Rambam, bring him to a Dayanim and the Beis Din will make the decision. He says as follows, it's clear, even if the Beis Din doesn't see clearly that the plaintiff will win, even if they don't look into the claim, but we just know that the defendant refused to go to a Beis Din, that would be a sufficient basis for the Beis Din to permit the plaintiff to go to secular court. Proof number two is a Gemara we saw a number of days ago, Baba Kama, that says that if you called your friend and he didn't answer, you can throw a heavy wall at him. What does that mean? So Mashma says the Imre Bina, that even if you just called him and he refused to go to Beis Din, that is sufficient to throw the book at him, to throw the wall at him, even if the Beis Din does not look into the strength of the case that the plaintiff has against that the defendant. And number three, the Imre Brina quotes the Rosh, who brings Rav Paltaigon, who says that we have the proverbial Reuven, who has a Teviyah. He has a claim against Shimon, and Shimon refuses to go to Beis Din, that the plaintiff is permitted to go to secular court. And from the fact that it says he had a Teviyah, he simply had a claim against him, that is the fact, even if the Beis Din doesn't think that it's clear that he'll win. They don't look into it. They don't think it's clear that he'll win. All we need is a plaintiff that has a claim, that has a tefiyah against a defendant, and a defendant refuses to go to a Beis Din. The Beis Din can grant permission to that plaintiff to take the defendant to secular court. And in fact, the Imre Bina brings a number of postim who have agreed that even if the Beis Din doesn't know that it's a chov borrower, that it's going to be a successful claim in Beis Din, that is sufficient for them to grant permission to the plaintiff to go to secular court. So that indeed is the opinion of the Imre Bina. So in the end of the day, we have a machlokas of the postim, whether the Beis Din has to look into the strength of the claim that the plaintiff has. Some postim are of the view that they need to look into the strength of the claim, and only if they are satisfied that the plaintiff would win in a Beis Din are they permitted to give reshus to that plaintiff to go to secular court. On the other hand, as we just saw in the Imre Bina, he is of the view that even in the absence of the Beis Din looking into the strength of the claim, it doesn't matter. As long as we have a defendant who refused to go to Beis Din, the Beis Din can grant that plaintiff permission to go to secular court. Now, just one final point, and this will actually be introducing our topic, the continuation of our topic. Rav Moshe Sternbach in the Tshuvas van Hagosh says as follows. I'll quote it: the minag kayom, the minag nowadays, the custom of the batei din nowadays, shebechol ofen matirin leilech arkos, no matter what. A Beis Din, when they have a defendant who refused to go to the Beis Din, they indeed will grant permission to the plaintiff to go to secular court. However, and this is the important language, ach yesh la haziro, they need to warn that plaintiff shlo yikach rak ma shemagia lo midin Torah, that he is only permitted to recover in the secular court what he could have recovered in the Beis Din. But if the recovery would be larger in the secular court, he would have to refund that to the defendant. And indeed, that's going to be our upcoming question. Is that agreed to by all poskim, that once a plaintiff has permission to go to secular court, can he indeed only recover what he could recover in the Beis Din, or can he recover even more than he would recover in a Beis Din? Have a wonderful day.